Feed 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Ride the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Feed 5 Podcast. And bartender, pour us a drink and make it extra stiff. It's a hashtag Tequila Thursday, and what a matchup do we have. Perfectly crafted for consuming the love juice in large quantities, considering the total in this game is hovering around the mid-30s overall, so maybe like first to 10 wins between the Titans and the Steelers. Maybe we got some action on this game. Maybe we got action on the ice. Maybe we got action on the junior circuit with tickets in hand. Let's honk, honk, hop aboard the plus bus. Lundy, what is your favorite plus 100 odds wager or greater across the sports spectrum tonight?
Well, you left out the hardwood, my friend, which is where I shall be headed for the plus bus. If you follow me on Twitter, I put this out on Tuesday that if the books are going to keep giving you Victor Wembanyama's turnovers at 3.5, it is an auto bet to the over, people. It is an auto bet on the over. Problem is, the books have caught up just slightly for the rematch with the Suns tonight because it is juiced to high heaven. So what do? Oh, yeah, baby. We same game parlay that bitch. And we put this thing together. I'm going to give you the option. I'm going to give you a 2-leg. I'm going to give you the 3-leg that I am going to play. The first 2 legs for it, obviously, Victor Wembanyama over 3.5 turnovers. Folks, there were 9 minutes to go in the second quarter on Tuesday, and he had already hit the over. I know he's a sensation, but he's got some ball control issues, okay?
So do I.
So play the over on the 3.5, and I'm going to pair that with Phoenix on the money line. Again, it took a 33-19 fourth quarter for the Spurs to come back and beat the Suns on Tuesday night, on Halloween night, and they only won it by one, doing that 33-19 run in the final frame. So take Phoenix on the money line and Victor Wembanyama over the 3.5 turnovers, and you can do that at Caesars, and it's an even plus 101. Ooh. Yeah, but you know what? No, that's not enough for this guy. That's not enough. Because I'm a greedy son of a bitch, as all of you know, if you've been listening to this podcast now for 615 episodes, which is not an exaggeration, by the way. That's how many we've done. So add a third leg, Brad, on this SGP. Take over 2.5 steals plus blocks.
Oh,
he had 4 blocks alone against Phoenix in the game on Tuesday. So that, if you add that third leg, plus 225.
Oh, goodness.
So again, over 2.5 steals plus blocks for Wemby, over 3.5 turnovers, and Phoenix on the money line. All three of those together plus 225 at Caesars. And that's no boost, no nothing. That's just a simple 3-leg SGP.
I'm rather engorged because you threw out a third leg, which is rather appropriate, and it's quite arousing, the juice on that bad boy, and liking that one quite a bit. Victor Wembanyama, whether you're fading him, whether you're following him, doesn't really matter. I love that 3-leg parlay. Let's go to the junior circuit here. A little 2-leg action for you. I am going to go with some alt lines. Send me the great Horny Toads, plus 8.5 on the alt spread in Lubbock against Texas Tech. And give me the Duke Blue Devils, the Dukies, baby, minus 7.5, taking that line down in the alt market. They're battling the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest. You put those two together, plus 109 available at DraftKings. Give you a little bit of context here. TCU, kind of middling in EPA pass play, EPA run defense, EPA offense as well. They're number 47 in total EPA offense, number 58 in total EPA defense. But Texas Tech is mired with injuries and key ones, whether the offensive line, whether it's been behind center, whether it's been in the running back room. And it's a reason why they're number 68 in the nation EPA per play offense and just number 65 in EPA per play defense. A little bit loosey-goosey there. So you take TCU plus 8.5, put a little cushion to avoid any kind of pushing. And I think they're going to, if they do lose this game, they're going to lose it by 8 or fewer points. Meanwhile, the Dukies, baby, far and away the better team on paper. I know they've had their struggles offensively. They got shut out in Louisville last week. But a team that is number 20 in the country in EPA total defense. And they're taking on, again, Wake Forest, who can't score. They're number 125 in the country in EPA per play offense and number 57. So middling in EPA per play defense. So I think Duke will win this sucker by at least 8. Probably going to be double figures, really, in the end. Remember, Duke, yeah, they've lost 3 of their last 4, but those 3 losses came against Notre Dame, Florida State, and then again at Louisville. Some pretty stiff competition they have faced, unlike the Demon Deacons, who are far from devilish in terms of their production on the field turf. So to recap on this two-legger, TCU plus 8.5, Duke minus 7.5 on that alt line two-leg parlay, a cool plus 109 at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, bartender, it's a hashtag Tequila Thursday. Let's do a shot on some more Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown today. Let's go with an SGP and get some plus money on the board. And come with me, Lundy, if you're digging this. Give me Will Levis. I just need one passing touchdown, and I'm going to take the under on an all total of 46.5. Again, this game, either 36.5, 37.5, depending upon what book you're eyeing the standard total line on. You know, the unders have been hitting frequently here in primetime NFL games this season, and I'm building a little cushion to avoid any kind of pushing, taking the line up to 46.5 and slamming under. So you put those two together, plus 110 at BetMGM. And to give you some context here, man, Will Levis was dynamite last week in his NFL debut. At 6'4", he's a guy that stands tall in the pocket. And he throws some nice parabolic paths to his wide receivers deep down the field. Some ridiculous throws he had in that game to Bryce Brookakina, to also DeAndre Hopkins for a pair of touchdowns. And it could be more of the same. Yeah, D-Hop is questionable, but is fully expected to play, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. And you look at Levis, a whopping 8.2 YPA and 65.5 completion percentage. That's what he showed last week. And a guy had 4 touchdown passes. You look at Pittsburgh, they've allowed the 3rd highest ADOT of any team in the NFL. They've also allowed 9 touchdowns at quarterback position. And they've given up a TD through the air to opposing passers in 7 of 8 games. And meanwhile, on this all total, it has gone under in 6 of 7 games for the Steelers and under in 5 of 7 contests for the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee, just number 14 EPA total offense. Pittsburgh, near the bottom in the NFL in EPA total offense at number 29. To again review on this SGP, Will Levis, one or more passing touchdowns, and the under on the all total 46.5, plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Ooh, I'll follow on this one just because I'm hoping that he finds the end zone. In particular, I'm hoping that we move the ball down the field a little bit with Mr. Levis, and that actually ties into a bet that you've got coming up later on, so I don't want to spoil everything. But I do want to see him be able to move it. The real question is going to be who, Brad, who will be on the receiving end of that passing touchdown? Because God knows I love betting on anytime touchdown scores. And so I'm going to have to figure out who is going to be on the other side of that. Do you have any early predictions? Do you have any ideas? Do you have an idea in bonus time, perhaps? Who, Brad, who will be hugging the pigskin in that lovely 10-yard range that we're all looking for?
Well, I am not going to reveal my hand. You're going to have to wait to bonus time, buddy, because I do have an anytime touchdown prop.
Number 4.
Romero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Thursday Night Football Edition. Give me 2 boots through the uprights for Chris Boswell of the Pittsburgh Steelers. All that over 1.5 field goals made. Minus 105 at BetMGM. In full disclosure, I grabbed this when it opened at even money plus 100 yesterday there at the Lion. And you look at, you know, Chris Boswell has done on this prop this season. He has gone over in 4 of 7 games, 12 of 13 on field goal opportunities. That's a 92.3% hit rate. I wish I had that kind of percentage with any of the various math classes I took in high school or college. But Boswell, 92.3%. He is getting an A right now in terms of accuracy. And you look at the Tennessee Titans. They've been a very good run defense this season, rather unrelenting in that category. So as a result, numerous teams have been able to drive down the field, but they have bogged down and have ultimately had to take the 3 instead of going for the 6. They have allowed 2 or more field goals in a game in 6 of the last 7 contests. They're giving up an average of 3 field goals made per game exactly. So, and what we all suspect is going to be a fairly low scoring affair, and a lot of these drives stalling and hopefully stalling on the right side of the field within the field goal range of Boswell. And given his accuracy, again, 92.3% hit rate, I say he makes at least 2 field goals tonight. -105 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'm going to go with this one. I just like all. Give me all the kicking props for this.
Yeah.
Who's on the other side? Is it Folk? Is it Nick Folk?
I have no idea. I don't know any of the kickers. I just realized Chris Boswell's a kicker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because you know why? I play in fantasy leagues without stupid-ass kickers.
Well, I know. We all know that, right? I've been preaching it with you. It's a waste of everyone's time. Stop trying to involve kickers. It's way too unpredictable, and all it does is piss people off. It's the truth. That's all there is to it. Hold on. I'm looking. Nick Folk. Yes. Yeah. Brad, I'm not so sure that I wouldn't go ahead and play the over on both of them. Maybe even parlay them together in a same game. If you're look at the game total, people. If you expect a game total to be that low, then chances are you've got teams that are going to stall once they get inside the 30. That's just it, you correlate it together with what the odds makers are thinking. Okay. Bring them together and recognize. I like this for Boswell. I probably would do the same thing for Nick Folk. I mean, early bonus time off the top of my head. I don't know what the odds are, but my guess is it's probably somewhere in the same neighborhood. It's probably a standard juice of a -110, 115, 120. I'm not sure that I don't play both of these, Brad, and then maybe sprinkle like a quarter unit on a parlay of both of them together to each have at least 2.
Oh, I got the information for you here, Lundy. Want Nick Folk on the over 1.5 field goals at DraftKings, +114.
Oh,
slap that together, little SGP, and it skyrockets to +206 on both kickers hitting a pair of field goals.
Folks, look, I'll give you a little preview of bonus time, okay? There are 12 games in the National Hockey League tonight, and I would rather watch any of those 12 than this shit show of a Thursday night game.
Thursday Night Football sucks, but drop the puck and make it some bucks does not, according to Nathaniel Lundy.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the feed. 5 countdown. A seahole. Smashle. Let's go with a football Frankenstein. That is Derrick Henry. And we've seen some movement in this line. Open at 75.5, and it has tumbled down the mountainside on rush yards at 70.5. And I'm still taking the over. Hell, I was willing to take the over on the 75.5 opening line as well. Way too low in my estimation. The reason being is this: Pittsburgh is mediocre defending the run this season, number 17 in rush EPA defense. And if you look at the specific numbers, they're giving up 4.14 yards per carry to the running back position and 115.4 rush yards per game to RBs as well. 4 guys have plowed their way to at least 71 yards against them. And you look at Derrick Henry doing what he always does, getting a vigorous workload, evidenced by a 17.1 rush attempts per game. He is top 12 in yak per attempt at 3.25, according to Pro Football Focus. And he's hit the over on this in 4 of 7 games. So as long as this game remains competitive, and we feel it could be a field goal kicker contest. So as a result, they're going to be within striking distance, I feel, from start to finish. That's great news for Derrick Henry to get lathered up on the ground in this game. And given Pittsburgh's generosity, I should say, there on the ground, I think football Frankenstein, Seahole Smashle, stomps the competition and gets at least 71 rush yards. Lundy, minus 115 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
So the scary part about this one is everybody is on this prop. Everybody is on this prop. It's in the top five in terms of the number of tickets at BetMGM as of this morning, is the over on his rushing total. By the way, the top two props, according to BetMGM this morning, are Derrick Henry to score the first touchdown and Derrick Henry for an anytime touchdown. So of the five most popular player props, try saying that six times fast, of the five most popular player props in this contest tonight, according to BetMGM, three of them are tied to Derrick Henry. And so sometimes you get nervous, right? Because you see the public out there. Because that's, by the way, the top five in terms of tickets, not handle. That's in terms of just their pure popularity of people that are betting them. But this one is just getting smashed right now by the public. And so that always makes me a little bit nervous because, let's be honest, folks, the public, not very smart. However, it does occasionally kick in, and I do believe because of the generosity that Pittsburgh's got from a defensive standpoint. And I mean, look, I get what Will Levis did last week, and I know that it was kind of nice, but there's a big difference between, you know, facing off with Atlanta and then having TJ Watt chasing your ass. Yeah. So, you know, I think they're going to need to hand the ball to Derrick Henry to try to give Levis a little bit of a breather. Because remember, changing completely who you're having to prepare for. Again, Atlanta versus, you know, just TJ Watt. I got 11 TJ Watts out there against TJ Watt and on a short week. So I think Levis is going to be okay, but I could see a game plan that says, hey, get Henry involved so that not all of the weight is on Levis's shoulders.
Oh, the football Frankenstein. Make him say, ugh, take the over on rush yards.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get creative here and go with a signature play available at BetMGM. And to be truthful, I grabbed this when it opened on Tuesday, and I had to do a double take. It was one of those props where I rubbed my eyes, I looked at it, rubbed my eyes again, and immediately my clothes just dissolved off my body because I couldn't believe how valuable the line was. And that's Will Levis, more passing yards than Kenny Pickett. I grabbed it again. Plus 195 is what it opened up. Obviously, the juice then went way down. It sunk to a low of my plus 115. It's back up to plus 120, and I still think extraordinary value there is on the board. You look at the standard props in the pass yards category, they're separated by like 10 or 11 yards, depending upon what book you look at. So this is entirely on the table for the rookie out of the University of Kentucky. Again, he was just dynamite in his NFL debut. He had a 12.3 ADOT, average depth of target, last week, dropping bombs to DeAndre Hopkins especially. He went for 239 yards, complete 65.5% of his attempts against the ATL. And I know Lundy was a dog in the Falcons, but I got to give credit where credit is due. They're a little better defensively, at least in advanced analytics, and some people led on. They're top 12 in EPA per play defense on the season. But you look at Pittsburgh, yes, you got Watt. It's going to be breathing down his neck. You have a kind of a rickety offensive line. Those are areas of concern. But the Steelers have allowed 7.62 pass yards per attempt, 263.4 pass yards per game, and the third highest ADOT of any team in the National Football League at 9.3. So I think ultimately this is going to be a huge sweat. And I'm honestly hoping that there is a deficit for the Tennessee Titans in this game that forces them to kind of abandon the run, put the football Frankenstein on the sidelines, and lean on Levis so I can cash in on him having more pass yards than Kenny Pickett, who's not 100%, mind you, at plus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
Okay, wait a minute. Now you're asking for, you just bet on Derrick Henry to go over, and now you're asking for a shitty play script so that he has to be on the sideline.
Hey, man, he can rip off like a 60-yarder the second play of the game, and I almost cash in.
You're so full of crap.
You know, it's going to be a game script where Levis is going to have to throw. But, oh, by the way, Derrick Henry is going to run for a billion yards.
Hey, I'm not saying that's a guaranteed game script. That's a game script I'm hoping for at some point tonight.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for. Keep hoping, Brad. Just keep, right.
just keep working on that one. Look, I like this one. I saw you post it out on social media the moment that you saw it. And so I took advantage of this early in the week, just like you did in terms of the plus odds, just because of what I thought might wind up being a game script. And as you said, the idea of Pickett not being 100%, I mean, what happens if he gets knocked, second quarter, third quarter, and all of a sudden is out? Now this has got a much better chance of being able to cash, but I'm with you. I snagged it earlier. I was sitting there on social media and I don't know why your feed popped up and I was like, oh, almost 2-1 odds. Yeah, I'll take that. So even at the plus odds that it is now, obviously we snagged it earlier in the week, but the idea of this thing still sitting at plus odds to me is really tempting.
Hey, Lundy, I appreciate the donation as well at my OnlyFans page.
Hey, push the button, Lundy.
Number one.
Obviously, Lundy Days confused by that last statement, as anyone really should be. Just the visions dancing around your head got to be appalling. What is not frightful is my number one Fade 5 play today. That is on George Pickens, one of the field-stretching extraordinaires in the National Football League. Give me the over on 52.5 for receiving yards, -115 at DraftKings. We've seen some waffling in this line. It did open at 50.5, jumped up to 53.5, and it's fallen back uno yard. I still think there's great value here. In fact, I play this up to like 59.5. If you want to invest in the alt market, maybe take this up to like 60, 70 yards. I don't hate it, especially if you can get it at plus money. The reason being is this. The Tennessee Titans are going to be trotting out Christian Fulton in that secondary. That is the projected primary assignment of one George Pickens. And here are the numbers that Fulton has allowed this season to his assignments. A 69 flat catch percentage. Oh, so nice there. 15.4 yards per catch and a 115.3 passer rating. So it is a mouthwatering matchup on paper for Pickens taking on Christian Fulton. There, 9 wideouts have hit the over on this number against the Tennessee Titans this year. And as I mentioned, as stiff and as really unrelenting as that front defensive line is, teams have had to lean vertically to move the chains in a game against the Tennessee Titans this season. Meanwhile, look at Pickens. He's been over 52.5 receiving yards in 4 of his last 6 games. He's averaging a robust 8.0 targets per game. He is number 12 in the NFL in total air yards and number 4 as well in yards per catch at 18.6. So really, it may only take like 3 receptions because he usually gets those chunk gains coming off the hand of Kenny Pickett. So George Pickens, my number one play on Thursday Night Football, over 52.5 receiving yards, -115 at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader follow.
Another one where everybody's picking this number. Everybody. They're all over this one. The two most popular from a receiving standpoint are Pickens and DeAndre Hopkins. Everybody's been just plowing money onto
DeAndre. Sometimes the public gets it right.
Everybody is plopping money down. I told you that 3 of the top 5 player props on BetMGM were tied to Derrick Henry. The other 2 are DeAndre Hopkins over on his receiving yards and Keanu Neal over 5.5 tackles plus assists. That's the other one that everybody was on. Let me, I want to make sure that Brad just pointed this out to you with his bet with Pickens. I want to throw this out really quick before we get to bonus time. If you like the idea of DeAndre Hopkins going over on his receiving yards, the same way that Brad does with George Pickens, I want to point out the fact that with D-Hop, shop around. For example, PointsBet / Fanatics has it at 55.5, but BetRivers has it at 52.5. And I know that that seems somewhat minor, but folks, a difference of 3 yards like that, that's a decent chunk. And so don't shy away from shopping around and making sure if you've got multiple books on your portable device there that you're shopping it around. Because Derrick Henry, for example, you talked about his yardage. Bet Rivers has his rushing prop as of this morning as low as 68 and a half in terms of playing the over. So again, you're getting yourself a cushion just in case. So just real quick before bonus time, make sure you're shopping around, folks, because especially in a game like this, which I think there's a lot of question marks. I think there's question marks about Pickens. I think there's question marks about Will Levis and what he can do in a short week. We're seeing the different books have got these props sometimes 2, 3, 4 yards different.
You better shop around, shop, especially right now because it's bonus time on Lundy. Grab an oversized cart and throw in some of your favorite wagers and likely going to be on the ice. Could be additional action on the hardwood or the gridiron. Dealer's choice. What do you got?
One more here for Thursday night. This is a little bit of a TYG for me. Those of you that are new to the program, stands for trust your gut. I preach a lot of these, and this is my TYG for tonight. Give me Jalen Warren over 46.5 rush plus receiving yards. At FanDuel, you can snag that one at a minus 114. Again, this is a TYG for me. I think he's good for 20 in each category. I really think that's – I feel like that's the baseline for him. So I'm playing the over on the idea that maybe there's an extra reception in there. Maybe he breaks a tackle, gets an extra 5 or 6 yards, something like that to happen for him because he is being utilized in both the running game as well as the receiving side of things. So, again, I'm playing it on the over at FanDuel. Part of the reason I like that, the 46.5, the number is a little bit higher. We talked about shopping around, and the juice is different. He has not done this in the last two games. However, prior to that, he did it in 4 straight. So my TYG is that he bounces back and he's able to get up above that total. So that's where I go in terms of this evening for Thursday Night Football. I know Brad will have more. I gave you Wemby there off the top. Let me give you one more that I like on the hardwood this evening. Asar Thompson. Did I say it right?
Oh, yes. I love him, too. What are you taking?
I am going over 8.5 rebounds.
So am I! Asar Double Thompson. Down!
Here's what you've got. First and foremost, nobody, and I mean nobody, in the National Basketball Association gives up more rebounds to their opponent than the New Orleans, I don't know, what are they, Blue Jays? They're definitely...
Well, they should be the Sazeracs, but they're the Pelicans.
But what I'm saying is they're not the Pelicans. Have you seen a Pelican, folks? A Pelican is a big bird. A Pelican would be able to get a rebound, but New Orleans can't. So they're I don't know, those sparrows, okay? They're just not getting the job done from a rebounding standpoint. Thompson has been over in 3 of 5 games this season, but here's what I want to be able to point out. Those 3 games were Charlotte, Oklahoma City, and Chicago. The Thunder and the Bulls both rank in the top 8 in terms of rebounds allowed to their opponent. And now Thompson gets to take on the Pelicans, who can't rebound against anybody. So play the over on this one at 8.5. And I'll tell you what, if you can find an alt line of him to get to 10, like over 9.5, over 10.5, play it. Because I think he's actually going to crush this number. So I really do like that one. Let me go back to the junior circuit for you. I don't have the faith, by the way, in the Horned Frogs that you do against TCU. You did an alt line taking them plus the points. I don't have the faith that you do. I would lay the 3 with Texas Tech. That's the standard line, folks, at a minus 110. I would totally play that one. If you want to get interesting over at FanDuel, I can take Texas Tech on the money line and the game total to go over 51.5. You can get that one at plus 107. But you know me, I'm greedy. Let's have some fun. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Texas Tech TCU over 51.5. That's an alt total. Give me South Alabama and Troy to go over 37.5, bringing that one way the hell down. And then just give me Duke on the money line. All right. Duke is number 11 in passing yards allowed in college football, in all of college football. I think Wake is absolutely screwed because I don't think Wake can be able to do much against them. And if they try to throw the ball, Duke might do a pick 6. So again, Duke on the money line and then 2 alt totals, TCU and Texas Tech over 51.5, South Alabama and Troy over 37.5. That's plus 133 at FanDuel. I will take that all diggity day long. easy enough. To the ice we go, and folks, I will have a ton on the spreadsheet because I went through a six-day run. You can go look at the spreadsheet. I went through a six-day run where I gave back every unit that we had won on the ice to start off the season. And then last night we started to get back on things, so I'm hoping that tonight continues that trend. Couple of them for you. Vancouver and San Jose, give me the over on six goals on that one. You can play it at 5.5 at some books if you want to. I'll take the flat six. But if you look at last year between these two teams, they played four times and they crushed this total in all four contests. So I think they're going to do it again tonight. You can get that one over six at a minus 115. And then what do we love? We love goals in the first 10, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has done it more this season than the Minnesota Wild. So the Devils and the Wild, give me a yes on the gift with them. But remember, these get juiced up, so we've always got to do them at least in pairs. So in addition to the Devils and the Wild, the Kings and the Senators, give me a gift in that contest as well. Put that one together this morning at DK, and you can get it at a plus 151 if we get a goal in the first 10 out of both of those games. Again, I will have more on the spreadsheet for you this evening, but we're starting to run out of time, so I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, let's go quickly here through the Team Hamas parlay play of the day. Like Numeruno, Deontay Johnson, four or more receptions. He has done that in two or three games this season, in which he's been healthy. Connor Hayward, who is a new Pat Fryer Booth, two or more receptions. Guy who's running a ton of routes and has also done this here recently. In fact, he's done it three straight games, filling in for the injured Fryer Booth. Give me Derrick Henry, 16 more rush yards, so taking it down a little bit and slamming that over. Will Levis taking that down a little bit from the 202.5 pass yards prop. I just need a $1.50 through the air. And give me the game under on an all total of 47.5. So uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, mi amigos. All five legs hit with no profit boost. Plus 270. Yeah, get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. A play, a numero dos here, the parlay. Action, give me the D-Hop, a four or more receptions. I'm not worried about that injured toe. He's been battling through this injury for quite a while and a very delectable matchup on paper facing Patrick Peterson, who's given up a 115.6 passer rating to his assignments. Deontay Johnson will take it up another tick from four receptions to five receptions. And Pickens, who I like on the standard line, 40 or more receiving yards with the profit boost at DraftKings. Get this, Lundy. A very cool, very spicy, very juicy plus 378. I'll work the shoulders.
Wow.
Yet again. You like that, don't you?
That's sexy. That's sexy, brother.
Hey, you want another parlay? Sure you do. Here's what my last one in this game, another SGP. All receptions, you can only build this at BetMGM because they have the all reception thresholds available. No other book that I know of has that kind of offering. So very simple parlay play here. Connor Hayward, two more catches. Chig Okonkwo, two or more catches. Derrick Henry, I catch. Tajay Spears, I catch. Najee Harris, I catch. That's it. Low-hanging fruit that I should be able to pluck with relative ease. All those legs hit. Plus 125 at BetMGM. I'm also on Azur Thompson with the rebounds props. So Luddy stole my thunder there.
Real quick, by the way, I looked it up. Yeah. At DK, 10 or more rebounds for Thompson is plus 180.
Oh, geez. Yeah, take all that old day.
Slam that bitch.
Yeah, slam it. Flush it home, no doubt. And I got one more play in Thursday Night Football. I promise an anytime touchdown prop, I think it's on DeAndre Hopkins. And the best juice in the business right now at FanDuel at plus 200. Establish a bubbling chemistry straight out of the gate with Will Levis last week. Maybe it's going to come on a long bomb connection. But D-Hop, anytime TD, plus 200 there at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, enjoy this broadcast. Give us a rating and or review and slam that thumbs up on YouTube if you're consuming us there. Also, Fader, follow us on the Twitter or the X. Follow Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks, his additional NHL action at Nate Lundy. You can follow all of my picks as well at Noisy Huevos for the incomparable and stunningly good-looking Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. As always, feed or follow. That is up to you.